Today, I would like to talk about mind control. So, mind control is an interesting topic, obviously. It's one that's been subject of many science fiction shows, movies, books, as well as something that was extensively studied in the 20th century. Famously, the CIA from the 50s through the 70s carried out a number of mind control experiments and projects with the goal of being able to manipulate someone's thoughts, actions, behaviors. Declassified documents and testimonies confirm that they went as far as using LSD, hypnosis, electroshocks, sensory deprivation, and other techniques, often without the consent of the subjects. Now, what I want to highlight about these secret programs, these operations, all this money spent, time spent, all this focus on mind control, is that it's all about controlling other people's minds. That's what the world wants to do. They want to control other people's minds. It's about controlling others. But I want to focus on something more powerful than that. I want to talk about controlling yourself. I want to talk about controlling your own mind, not other people's. So I want to explain why it is important to control our own minds, control our emotions, how to build strong walls around our minds, which is more powerful than controlling others. Let's start in Proverbs 16. We're going to cover two scriptures in Proverbs to start out. Proverbs 16, verse 32. Proverbs 16:32. He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city. Proverbs 25, verse 28. Proverbs 25, verse 28. Whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls. Let's read those back to back. He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city. Whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls. Note the similarities, and when we read them together, it especially highlights it, that he who is slow to anger is stronger than he who takes a city, or better than he who takes a city. And whoever does not rule his spirit is like a city without walls or a city primed for the taking. If you don't rule your spirit, then you don't have walls around your city. A wall-less city is defenseless. Essentially, this is saying that if you have rule over your spirit, or if you are in control of your own mind, control of your emotions, then you have walls around your city and you are stronger than the mighty. Stronger than the conqueror, or stronger than the one who would come to take the city. So, why is ruling your spirit or controlling your mind equated to being able to resist the mighty? How does that help you resist someone who's stronger than you? Well, when you lose self-control, or you lose rule over your spirit, or control over your mind or your emotions, the battle is lost before it ever begins. Because when you lose control over your spirit, you give control to the person who provoked you. You let them control your spirit. They control your mind. They have already won. You may win the argument or whatever ensues, but they've already won by provoking you in the first place, controlling your emotions, your reactions, controlling your mind. This leads to sins like rage, wrath, and bitterness. When you fail to control your mind, it is more powerful to stay calm, hold fast, and appear unaffected. Actually, in many cases, if someone is truly out to get you and you are unaffected, in complete control of your mind, that actually makes them more angry. They lose control of their spirit, their mind. You actually gain control of their mind by keeping control of yours. And you win by not even fighting. Proverbs 29, verse 9. Proverbs 29, verse 9. Commonly cited scripture on this topic. If a wise man contends with a foolish man, whether the fool rages or laughs, there is no peace. So whoever wins the argument doesn't matter. It's never as important as who can show that they can keep their composure in a stressful situation, who can maintain control of their mind, their emotions. So how do we go about this? How do we build a strong wall around our city so that we can rule our spirit, control our minds? Well, there are many examples and methods that I could discuss, and there's many in psychology and other studies, but for today's message, we're just going to focus on two. So method number one for controlling your mind, be angry and do not sin. Ephesians 4, verse 26. Ephesians 4, verse 26. It says simply, be angry and do not sin. So, building from this, don't pretend your emotions don't exist. Accept the feeling of anger inside that might happen. That's not a sin in and of itself. All people have feelings of anger from time to time. However, we can't let that feeling control us. We can't let that anger turn into hate or rage or evil speaking, bitterness, wrath. Feelings exist. Emotions exist. Don't try to erase them. Instead, learn how to channel them, process them, and prevent them from controlling your mind. Something that has helped me in the past, just anecdotally, is to not speak while that feeling of anger persists. Just don't speak, or maybe say, give me a moment if you're in a conversation. But no matter what, it is always better to remain silent than to say something foolish. And if you're actively angry, chances are you're gonna say something foolish. Wait until that anger has passed, gain control over your mind, and think in a calm, logical way before you speak. In support of this, I'd like to read a selection of scriptures. And you don't have to turn to them, but I'd like to read them. James 1, 19 through 20. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Proverbs 14, 29. He who is slow to wrath has great understanding, but he who is impulsive exalts folly. Proverbs 19:11. The discretion of a man makes him slow to anger, and his glory is to overlook a transgression. Slowness is not weakness. It's control. It's power. Don't ever think that being slow to respond makes you weak or vulnerable. It does the opposite by allowing you to maintain your composure and controlling your mind before speaking. Method number two. To build walls around our city, to control our minds. Method number two is learn to process your feelings without venting. Proverbs 29:11. Proverbs 29, verse 11. A fool vents all his feelings, but a wise man holds them back. A common idea in modern society is that strong feelings need to be vented to others. I'm sure we have all had a friend pull us aside and say, I'm sorry, I just need to vent about something. Not a constructive conversation, not brainstorming solutions, but just venting, letting those emotions run wild, potentially saying disparaging things towards a person or a group, just letting it all out. Well, a 2024 study by the Ohio State University concluded that no evidence was found to support that venting your emotions or letting it all out actually helped process the feelings. It also concluded that oftentimes, it actually made the emotions stronger. It fueled them instead of helping to quell them. When we vent our anger, to someone else, we're often looking for validation, looking for someone else to validate our feelings so that we can keep feeling them and feel justified feeling them. Because oftentimes when we vent, we're not looking for solutions. We just want to be told that our anger is an appropriate response to a situation. This can actually end up creating an awkward situation, putting a stumbling block in front of our brother when we do that. Because we put whoever we're venting to in a situation where they either have to join in on our anger and risk the sin of wrath, bitterness, or rage, or if they choose not to validate our anger, they risk disappointing us, having our anger directed onto them. We put them in a no-win scenario, and that's not fair. Venting to others often feeds the emotions we are feeling. Instead, we need to starve them. Understand they exist and acknowledge them, but don't give them our energy. Focus on what we can control and affect change on, and rely on God for the rest. To conclude, while the world remains focused on controlling others' minds, we need to be focused on controlling our own minds and not letting us be ruled by our emotions. The Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, better known as DARPA, launched a mind control project in 2018 called the Next Generation Non-Surgical Neurotechnology Program, which has the stated goal of giving a computer the ability to send messages directly to a person's mind without any sort of surgery or procedure. This project has since concluded. The results are classified. However, we can safely say that as all previous mind control experiments, it pales in comparison to the value that can be gained from learning to control our own minds. We can control our minds by building walls around our city, to temper our anger by being slow to wrath, and learning to process our feelings without venting. Brethren, while the world strives to figure out how to control someone else's mind, we as Christians need to focus on controlling our own.